Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Hello and welcome everyone to today's podcast. Today, actually, I was looking at one of my old videos. It was maybe a year or two ago. And then I came across this video which had a concept. The concept was about dominoes. And I remember how much it motivated me back then. But here's the thing. My view of the world has changed so much since then. I have seen a lot of things. I see things differently now. And that's why I decided to create this podcast episode, because I wanted to capture some of those most critical moments that I have seen in my life, my thoughts, my lessons, and create a fun way to share it with you. When I first came across the concept of this dominoes, how one domino can create a chain reaction that leads to something massive, I was super pumped and super excited. But today I want to go even more deeper, because what I shared back then, I think, was just scratching the surface. And now I feel like this concept of dominoes can be applied to everything in your life. Now, if you ever have moments that you look back in your past and say, oh, damn, I wish I really understood something much more deeper back then, that's exactly how I feel right now. And this is the reason why I'm doing this episode. Because when you grasp one thing a bit better, because you're always grasping things in life, then your entire mindset, your biology, your chemistry, everything changes. And if you are here and you're listening to this right now, it means that you are someone who wants to look for better solutions, you're looking for more, and you're ready to knock off that first domino. So today we're going to take a deep dive into how micro actions create massive results. And most people get stuck, and this is just an approach of mine, and I hope this this episode brings you as much as it bought me the first time. Honestly, I just want to record this for myself, so if I'm ever stuck ever in the future, I can come back to it and see where it all started, if it helps you even better. So let's get into it. Now, have you ever heard someone say, I'm going to start dieting on Monday, or I'm going to go to the gym on Monday? And then Monday comes. Usually, people go all in. They wake up at 5 a.m. They cut out the sugar. They hit the gym. They will eat nothing apart from greens. But by Wednesday, they're exhausted. They miss one workout. And by Friday, usually you see them at the bar eating pizza, and then they're feeling guilty. Does that sound familiar? Now, this is something we call as all or nothing trap. Most people think they need to go big to make progress, but the real success is actually lining up small amount of dominoes. This is how high performers think. Jeff Bezos did not wake up one day and he created Amazon as a billion-dollar company. He started selling books out of his garage. Kobe Bryant didn't just become the greatest players of all time overnight. He focused on the basics. He used to wake up at 4, he would practice free throws, and most of the times he would even be at the courts before his teammates showed up. Let's take Thomas Edison. He didn't just invent the light bulb in one day. He failed 10,000 experiments before he figured it out. But most people would quit after 1, 3, 5, or 10. But that's really what it takes. And if you simply allow and apply this principle to your health, your business, your relationships, your personal growth, you don't need to change your life entirely. You just need to push the first domino. Now, one thing you must be wondering is, what the hell is this domino? Let's bring in physics for a minute. A typical domino is 5 millimeter. It seems average, tiny, you barely notice it. But when that domino falls, it knocks over another one, which is 1.5 times larger its size. And if this keeps on happening over and over again, by the 13th domino, you're looking at something which is 3 feet tall and over 100 pounds. Let's exaggerate it even more. If you keep on going, the 29th domino would be as tall as the Empire State Building. This is exactly how human potential works. Your first workout must be or might be like 5 minutes of stretching. Your first business move might be sending the first email. Your first financial step might be saving like 10 to 15 dirhams today. But those tiny actions, they compound. They go on to create stacking and momentum. And when you look at everything in life, momentum is everything. Look at Elon Musk. First it was PayPal, then it was Tesla, then it's SpaceX, and now he's literally launching rockets into the space. Now, think what happens when you do the opposite. What happens when you don't take any action? If you never push that first domino, nothing in your life changes. You stay stuck. You're in the same cycle. You're repeating the same mistakes. You're making the same excuses. The world doesn't stop, but you do. And that is real danger, my friends, because you will not just go to failure, you just hit stagnation. And this idea about small actions leading to massive change is not just about physics. I am a big proponent of what our ancestors used to teach us. And if you look at the entire world, there have been ideas around this thing. In the yogic science, there is a concept called samskara. It refers to the natural imprints that are on our subconscious mind. Every small action, every repetition, it strengthens our neural pathway in the brain. This is why the most disciplined monks and the yogis, they will start with the smallest details, their breathing, their posture, their mindset, because they know mastery comes by stacking small things and small improvements over time. When we look at Japanese culture, we look at the samurais. The samurais were obsessed with precision. They trained in micro movements, practicing one sword stroke thousands of times until it was flawless, because they knew one perfect movement could decide a life or a death situation in the battle. And this thing is all over the world, like across Christianity, Buddhism, Islam. The message is the same. Small daily actions define your character. In Buddhism, it's called Kaizen, the practice of continuous improvement. In Christianity, it's the faith as small as a mustard seed that can move mountains. In Islam, it's the idea of even a small act of kindness can be rewarded immensely. The world's greatest minds have known this one truth. It is that you don't need to move mountains. You need to only push the first domino. But I know most of you are listening to this. Not just you guys, but like in general, most people will never understand this, because the world wants us to believe that success is complicated, that you need fancy tools, you need expensive coaching, you need overnight results. But we know the truth that 1% of the world that understand momentum, we know that small wins stack in the future. We know that big change starts with micro actions. So we know it's all about discipline, and really it's not about motivation. Motivation comes in as well, but it's not all about motivation. And then there are always going to be people who are the excuse makers, the people waiting for the perfect time to start. I have a question. If you're listening to this, are you one of them? Which side are you on? Now, thank you for staying with me for so long. What I want you to get out of this is that I want you to pick a micro domino goal today. Something so small that it's impossible to fail. Maybe it is drinking one glass of extra water first thing in the morning. Maybe it is reading one page of a book. But all I ask you to do is to stack it. If you do this one today, increase it slightly tomorrow. Make it 1% harder. Track what you're doing. Because with anything in life, when it comes to success, it's not about the size, it's about consistency. That's it. That's how all the transformations in the world, they start. And if a tiny 5-millimeter domino can create a chain reaction that can topple over something as big as the Empire State Building, can you imagine what you can do? The world's biggest winners aren't the ones who make the biggest moves. They are the ones who start small and keep pushing forward. Now, it is your turn. Understand the concept of dominoes? Push the first domino, and I will see you at the top. That's it for today's podcast.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.